This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times Evening Briefing on Thursday, the 14th of October. Norway's security agency says an attack by a man with a bow and arrow, which killed five people, appears to be an act of terrorism. Four women and one man were killed in Kongsberg. A police officer was also left injured. A 37-year-old Danish man was arrested. Richard Milne is the Nordic and Baltic correspondent for the Financial Times.
The police have come out and said that the 37-year-old suspect who's been charged with five killings was a convert to Islam. There had been complaints last year that he had been radicalised.
The 37-year-old suspect has been named in local media today as Esben Andersen Broughton, who was said to have been born in Norway but has Danish nationality. Ministers are poised to temporarily relax immigration rules for foreign butchers to prevent a mass cull of pigs. The plans are thought to include a relaxation of the requirement that butchers be fluent in English. Visa rules have already been relaxed to address a shortage of poultry workers and HGV drivers. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer, speaking on a visit to a steel plant, says the government should have put in place plans to address the supply chain shortages months ago.
All of these shortages were predicted, and I think a lot of people will be saying, why on earth hasn't the government therefore got a plan in place to deal with it? They will look at pictures of Felixstowe, which has got containers that are pretty well unable to move, and scratch their heads and say, why is there not a plan?
Labour has hit out at government plans aimed at supporting GPs, saying it doesn't go far enough. Sajid Javid has announced league tables for surgeries in England, which will see them lose out on funding if they don't offer enough face-to-face appointments. Shadow Health Secretary Jonathan Ashworth has told Times Radio there is a core problem here.
Sajid Javid in 2019, when he was the Chancellor, promised to recruit 6,000 extra GPs. In 2015, David Cameron promised 5,000 extra GPs. GP numbers have actually gone down. So they need to deliver on the promises they made to deliver the extra GPs so people can see a GP face to face. Today's announcement won't deliver it on the scale in which they've promised people.
The funeral of 1966 World Cup winner Roger Hunt has been taking place at Liverpool Cathedral. Top league scorer at Anfield with 241 goals. He died aged 83 last month. Another former Liverpool forward, David Johnson, has told Times Radio, whilst they didn't play together, Hunt was a towering figure in his life.
I never had that privilege, but I did get to know him through the Former Players Association, and what a gentleman off the pitch as well as on the pitch. You know, I look back when I was a kid and my brothers used to take me to Anfield, stood in the cop. And Roger was my hero, hunting St John. And if I scored a goal on the street, it wasn't me who scored, it was Roger.
You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
I'm Manveen Rana from The Story, a daily news podcast from The Times. Join me and my co-host, Luke Jones, for a deep dive into the big stories and investigations. Plus, each month, William Hague hosts an agenda-setting interview with a key newsmaker or big thinker. That's The Story, The Times' daily podcast that brings you one remarkable story told in depth. Listen every weekday on the Times Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.